And she yet again conceived and bare a son, and called his name Shelah. And he was at Kizib when she bare him. Then said Judah to Tamar his daughter-in-law, Remain a widow at thy father's house until Shelah my son be grown. For he said, Lest peradventure he die also, as his brethren did. And Tamar went and dwelt in her father's house. And she put her widow's garments off from her, and covered her with a veil, and wrapped herself, and sat in an open place which is by the way to Timnath. For she saw that Shelah was grown, and she was not given unto him to wife. And Judah acknowledged them, and said, She hath been more righteous than I, because that I gave her not to Shelah my son. And he knew her again no more. And the sons of Judah, and Onan, and Shelah, and Perez, and Zerah. But and Onan died in the land of Canaan. And the sons of Perez were Hezron and Hamul. And the sons of Judah after their families were, of Shelah the family of the Shelanites, of Perez the family of the Perizzites, of Zerah the family of the Zarahites. And Arphaxad begat Shelah, and Shelah begat Eber. Shem, Arphaxad, Shelah. The sons of Judah, and Onan, and Shelah, which three were born unto him of the daughter of Shua, the Canaanitess. And the firstborn of Judah, was evil in the sight of the Lord, and he slew him. The sons of Shelah, the son of Judah, were the father of Lekah, and Eleada, the father of Marisha, and the families of the house of them that wrought fine linen of the house of Ashbiah.